This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami to clear the room. There were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid, and you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Sanity going on in the world. You realize that, right? Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If everything goes right and technology works correctly, we will have Joe Rachel with me after the first break. He's the host of Zopium Den, which I just love that name, right? I mean, if you're already high and you hear that name, you go, oh, dude, we got to check that out, won't we? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Give me a call. Let me know how wrong I am. I always get a kick out of that, too. You know, some of you guys I get the biggest kick out of. Because you send me emails after the show. Right? So when you send them to me during the show, I'll respond to them, right? It's not that hard to do. Anyway, I just get the biggest kick out of it. It's like, you want to get involved, you want to get engaged, send me an email, right? And unless you're just being nasty, I won't read your name. I don't operate like that. You know that. You know me better than that. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. All right, coronavirus numbers again worldwide. 2.6 million people have been confirmed with the virus, but they're saying that's only because we don't have enough tests. You know, it's funny how they won't extrapolate the percentages on how many people have survived the virus. So we're up to about 190,000 deaths worldwide due to the virus. Okay? But we've also close to, what is it, close enough. About 800,000 people have survived having the virus. Why isn't that number in there? Just curious. I know you were hoping you were going to go a whole night without hearing about it, but you're not. Right? In these United States of America, we are close to 900,000 total confirmed, almost 50,000 total deaths, far from the 50,000, 2 million that were supposed to die. God bless them. I'm glad we didn't, you know, I'm sorry we lost that many. I'm sorry for the two. I mean, this is nuts, though. Truly nuts. When you look at the numbers as a whole, I was going to do a whole thing around this. Maybe I still will. You know, because we're going to talk about, in the next hour, we're going to talk about the this whole corona bailout, what it means and will it work. I want you to know that really, truly, we have, what is it, 9 of the 50 states. I think it's 9. If somebody gave me the wrong information, I'm going to hurt you. 9 of the 50 states have had deaths due to the virus. And I think that's a wrong number. I think there's been deaths in a lot of the states. Let me check this out. But even so, right, we've had less than 4,000 people in. I want you to hear this. Pay attention. In California, Texas, and Florida, The deaths from the coronavirus have been less. You ready for this one? Than people who have choked on food this year and died from choking on food. Maybe we should ban food. We've already locked you out of the restaurant. It's not like we do any better. Okay? And the majority of how this is hit, overall, hit hard overall, is you know, 9 out of the 50 states have really been hit hard. Almost half the deaths that have taken place from the virus are in New Jersey and New York. And they have a very large illegal alien population, number one. Number two, they have a very transient slash influx of people coming in from other countries, legally and illegally. So what does that tell you? Right? South Dakota, no lockdown. Let's see. How many? You know, I have to check you guys out. Sometimes you write me stuff and not quite true. Oh, no, this is true. South Dakota, no lockdown, 2,000 cases, 9 deaths. Okay, Maine, she was like, the governor of Maine was on the air pretty much crying, begging you to stay at home. Because this was just going to go rampant through the state. Right? They've had 930 cases. They've had 44 die. That state has the oldest population of people in the country. And almost 40,000 people in the state have applied for unemployment. So I want you to think about that. She was talking about how this was going to go through like wildfire, take us all down, we is done, and she's not. This is Mike, I want to be clear, because some of you have written me emails. You obviously are not listening. This is not a hoax. This is a real virus. It really is killing people, just like the seasonal flu does, just like the cold does. You know, I'm not a numbers guy. I don't like doing this. Some of you think I love this stuff, but I really don't. But it's so crazy. So you have Texas. Let's do it this way, real quick, because I don't have a whole bunch of time on the segment. Yeah, I don't have any time left. I'll do this later on. But the numbers between the 2018 flu deaths and the coronavirus deaths, not even close. And I don't remember shutting anything down in 2018. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Zoe Rachel joins me right after the break. Don't go far.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you and God bless America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts, Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
And that is one of my favorite intros. Joe Messina, you're a host. Always a pleasure to have you. We might probably have to say all three of them. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. God bless. Thanks for being with me. I always appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, and part of the solution. Look, please don't just spew the party line. I go through this with you like almost every night. I get emails from you guys. You want to get into conversations. And then you start spewing the party line, which tells me you really don't have any thoughts of your own, even if you're on my side. I don't want you doing that. Have your own conversation. Take it from your own point of view and then let people know why you believe what you believe and the direction that you're going in. Anyway, my special guest, always enjoy having him on with me. Zoe Rachel joins me, host of Zoloft and the Zopium Den. What does Zopium look like? You know what? How about that? Now can you hear?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Yeah, I just got to hit the right buttons. All right. I already introduced you, but I can do it again, right? So here we go. So Rachel joins me, as he does every week, host of the Zoloft and the Zopium Den. I want to see what a Zopium looks like. You snort it, drink it. What are you doing with it? I don't. Oh, ooh. All right.
How do you partake it? Hey, in the Zopium Den, you got the holy hookah, and that's what we drag from. We get the holy hookah to take in the gospel, man.
Yeah. You're not as old as me, but it was called a holy hookah in the 70s, too, but there was no God's word in it, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Anyway, all right, lots of fun stuff going on today. It's just amazing. The circuit court here in California struck down a church's request to set aside the ban on people meeting at churches because it gets in the way of their First Amendment rights, which is actually not the way he should have gone. The pastor should have gone about it. They should have fought this from an equality standpoint, because I did find, you and I spoke last week, I think it was, and I did find a few mosques that were being allowed to gather, and a few, I guess at a certain time, and I'm speaking out of ignorance, I'm not speaking out of making fun of people, but there are places in some of the major cities where they actually meet in the street, and they kneel in the street, and they pray in the street at a certain time of day. So, yeah. If that's okay, we should be able to be.
How does that work? I mean, because even here in California, even if you're outside, if you're out in public, you have to have a mask on. And now, I don't mind arguing from the standpoint of the First Amendment, because, I mean, that's what liberals claim to love so much, man. They have this deep affection for the First Amendment, but for some reason they overlook that the first right of the First Amendment is free religious exercise. That even comes before freedom of speech. It comes before freedom of the press. It comes, that's the first right. But for some reason, that gets ignored, especially if you're Christian. And somehow that first right has become non-essential. Meanwhile, none of these weed shops have been closed up, and people are still free to come and get their weed and all that sort of stuff.
That's essential,
and
dude.
that's essential, man. That's got
right next to the liquor store and porn shop. You got to have all three of those up and at them.
The essence of the essential, man. And not only that, man. It's they can do that while complaining that they don't have money for their rent. They got money to go get that weed and keep them weed shops open, but they ain't got money for their rent.
Yep.
Okay.
No, it's amazing. It's amazing what society has decided is important and not important now. You know what I'm saying? It's just great. It's wonderful.
But, quite dyslexic.
I'm done with those fights, because it's just like, look, when I did that expose on Katie Hill, and we were talking about it, my friends were like, oh my God, that whole sex thing. You know what? Here's the sad part. Society doesn't care about her sexual leaning or how many people she's having sex with or what kind of people they are or anything like that. We've gone so far past that. You know? I mean, seriously. God's going, and I did all that for what? Right? No, but I think the biggest thing about all this is fighting this from, we've had this conversation too, a constitutional standpoint. And people are talking about, the government has a right to take away, in an emergency, take away your powers. Okay, I mean, take away your rights. How long does that go on? I mean, we have governors talking about sheltering us in place till the end of June. And I haven't found a line in the Constitution that says, the government shall take away your rights of freedom when we deem an emergency as arisen, right? Have you seen that? Because you read more than I do.
No, it's not quite in there. I mean, it's like we do understand that the government's supposed to make themselves useful somehow. Okay, and in that scope, they're supposed to protect us, but there's still a line of where they're supposed to do that. Other than that, that's kind of our thing, and when the government wants to become the big protector to a point where we need protection from them, it's like, okay, you guys are overdoing it. You're smothering me. Okay, back off, because right now I need protection from you. And the government, it's like they sometimes they just don't know when to stop, man.
No, but you know what? I got to tell you something about that. Notice how I said that. We have allowed them to do that.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, seriously, we've allowed them to get away with it. We've allowed them to squelch our rights. And there's a bunch of people right now going, well, how did we do that? I mean, we didn't elect so-and-so. Who did you put up for election? Did you give us a better choice? Did you get away from your Facebook keyboard and actually go outside and walk those priests? And what are you doing now? We're stuck inside. Are you doing emails? Are you doing phone calls? You don't have to go outside to make a phone call anymore, right?
Go down in the phone booth.
and put a mask on and all that stuff. It is amazing to me, though. We have allowed them to get away with this. God has sanctioned, God has given us the ability to choose our own person, to choose our own leaders, and there's many scriptures about choosing leaders. And what do we do?
Right.
You know what's really funny? You see, you got me rolling, dude. You got me going on this, right?
Roll on.
There's a scripture that says we're supposed to go out. We're supposed to find God-fearing, God-loving leaders to rule over us, right? So what do? We sit back and we go, oh, God will choose it.
Right.
Right?
Yeah, that hurts you too, huh? It's like, oh, yeah, God is in control. Yeah, God's in control. But from that place of control, he does give instructions. I say this 1,000 times. But you know what, man, I was thinking about the other day. And I used to be one of these cats. And this is because you brought it up, man. And this is exactly right. And I used to be one of these people. I used to think that, you know, as a Christian should not bring God into the argument. Because you know what? Not everybody believes in God. You know, so you can't use God to make your political point. And I was like, man, have we been greatly deceived?
Oh, yeah.
I'm like, look, just because they don't believe in God, that's their problem. I'm not going to let them make that my problem. So it's like, look, from every standpoint I have a fixed and certain basis, and that basis is God, and his policy doesn't change. So from there, it's like you're going to have to come up to my turf. You ain't going to drag me into the mud with you.
I'm with you. But I don't think people... Well, I'm going to be nice. I'm just going to be nice. Because we're going to broadcast. We're going to break. We'll be back in a minute. Joe Messina, your host. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We'll be right back.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But where can you find it? Online at 2020safe.net. The highest quality hand sanitizer that destroys microorganisms and prevents transmission of pathogens. Now available in a 1-liter bottle with a bonus at 2020safe.net. When you order a 1-liter bottle of our high-quality hand sanitizer, you'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free by using code GCN at checkout. 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ zapping hand sanitizer to immune building nutraceuticals to natural stress, anxiety, and sleep aids, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net, that's 2020safe.net, to get our 1-liter bottle of high quality hand sanitizer with your bonus free 30 count bottle of immune booster. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
At the White House daily coronavirus briefing, Vice President Mike Pence, who heads the task force, telling Americans if states continue to follow the social distancing guidelines and phase in the reopening of businesses, we could see a major leveling off of the coronavirus over the summer months. Here's the Vice President.
People continue to properly exercise social distancing as is recommended in each phase. That, in combination with some of these findings could well give us some respite from the coronavirus.
And Pence telling reporters at the briefing,
and our team is already speaking about working on a continuous basis through this summer. Every single day we're increasing testing.
And taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 39 points, the NASDAQ down less than a point, the S&P 500 down a point and a half. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy be?
I kissed we are back.
She kissed me.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. They really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Let me just bring him on. I always appreciate the time that he spends with me. A lot of wisdom in this young man. Zoe Rachel joins me, a host of Zoloft and the Zopian Den. And then what's the other one? Brown Serpent? Bronze? You say it, because I'm going to screw it up.
Bronze Serpent.
There you go. Okay.
Easy, man. Don't make my production company sound like a porn.
Ron.
Brown Serpent.
Oh, God. Bronze
that's
Serpent.
Like,
what is it?
Yeah,
tan guy, right?
And I think that's like the most deadly snake, man, a brown serpent. No,
is
my,
it?
You know, yeah, that's like the second most deadliest snake, I think, in the world, brown serpent. No, it's bronze.
God bless. All right, so let's get at it again. You know, we talked. I think we have better conversations during the break than we're doing the show, but that's just me. But
I know, he said, air it all out in the green room, man.
There you go.
You know, that's why I usually don't like to talk a lot in the green room, because once you spit it out in the green room, it's like, can you duplicate that again, you know?
Gone. And it dripped out my ear. It's in the garbage pail. No getting it back at this point. But that's okay. We can still get... Look, we were talking a little bit, and even before the show, I said, it is so frustrating when I talk to some of my Christian brothers and sisters about what's going on today. And the questions are, hey, Joe, will you pray with me for this or pray with me for that? It's always like, oh, my God, I don't know what I'm going to do. They're going to shut the state down till the end of June. And we're not going to be able to go to church. And really, dude, seriously, what does the Bible say about fear? What does the Bible,
right.
I mean, seriously, come on. Are you with me on this? Where we have brothers and sisters that have been going to church for 20 years. Can't stand on one scripture. You know why? Because they don't know one scripture.
Right. They want that ear tickling, man. If they forget that, you know, they, you know, sometimes the seas get rough. You know, you're supposed to be still and know that God is God, you know. And we're not talking like, you know, some prosperity doctrine and stuff like this, man. What we're saying is that, and God knows this, you know, in our psychology, he knows this. It's like, look, man, y'all don't get out there and make decisions based on fear. You're going to screw each other up. Yeah, so it's like, you need to be still, know that I am God, know that I did not send you a spirit of confusion, get, you know, your head around what it is that I am, you know, I am Shalom, I am the Prince of Peace, you got to have peace of mind, and when you got that peace, now let's put you to function, you know, that's what we're supposed to do. And, you know, but people are buying into the sensationalism and into the fear mongering of what this virus, you know, is. And the people, like I said, man, the people's reaction is just is more detrimental than the virus is itself. You got Cuomo out there talking about the result of this virus is death. And it's like, look, man, there's other things out there that are more certain that result in death than this virus does. Car.
No, you know, job and no food. How's that?
No job, no food. Amen, man. Just right to the point. You know, and but he doesn't seem to look at that. And, you know, other people are buying into it. And Cuomo, it doesn't even respect the hand of God in any of it.
Oh.
And you got Democrats out there who try to act like they're God-fearing people. And Cuomo's all like, God had nothing to do with this or anything like that. Yeah. It's like, look, you know, man, you want to be dismissive like that? And Democrats still want to vote for him? They're paranoid.
See, this is the thing. You know, you and I were talking about this, and I do get emails from people after the show. Go, you guys are pretty hard. No, we're not. You know, it's going to be hard when you get in front of God and he starts going, I gave you this and you did what?
Yeah, right.
I don't want to be sitting there. I don't want to do that. I'm going to go overboard and have him say, hey, you went a little overboard, but, you know, thanks for doing what I told you to do, right? I mean, Jesus didn't damn Peter when he was cutting ears off, right? It's like, hey, slow down. I can't keep up with you. But no, seriously, how do you belong to a club? Let's talk in generic terms, okay? Mm-hmm. How do you belong to a club as a Christian that says to you when you walk in the door, you can't talk about God, okay? We take up a weekly collection for abortions over there in the corner, all right? And the first and third Fridays of every month, we do same-sex marriages here, you know, to the left of the bar. And you belong to this club, and they don't believe in God. They don't believe, and you're okay with it. This is what the Democrat Party has turned into, to your point. I mean, I would love a Christian Democrat to call and I won't berate you, I promise. Just have a conversation with me. Tell me how it is that you justify belonging to a group, voting for Hillary Clinton, who not only feels that abortion is good and fine and the right thing to do, right? But she accepted the Margaret Sanger Award, whose goal in life was to wipe out the black community and the undesirables. How do you do that?
Yeah, well, you know, that would be an interesting phone call because that would be like a leprechaun calling in, man, because a Democrat who is a Christian is about as much of a Christian as Bruce Jenner is a woman. It's just not the truth. And see, Democrat voters, maybe they'll start to, I don't know, man, maybe they'll wake up and see how the Democrats are using them as a voter stock, as ballot cattle. And maybe they're seeing how expendable they are. Maybe they'll wake up and see the truth in what we've been talking about when they said that, yeah, it's been the plan of the Democrat Party to get rid of the undesirables, the weeds of society, namely them black folks, how they wanted to get rid of them. And now your liberals may be seeing how even they, whether, no matter what color you are, white, black, anything in between, that they're expendable, even like NPR. NPR is like laying off people and giving their employees like 20% cuts in pay. Why? Because they have to perpetuate this idea that you got to stay at home, you can't go out and work, you can't contribute to the economy because Corona's out there, and all this is going to be used to affect the election, the very taboo that liberals say that it's bad to do. You're not supposed to affect elections. Well, that's what they're going to do.
Oh yeah.
And they're going to sacrifice people to do it.
Now, you know, it's funny you should say that about the Democrat Party. We're starting to see, though, a turn in the black, Hispanic, gay and lesbian community, if you would, away from the Democrats, even with all this going on right now. So I don't know if they're seeing the light or they're teed off at the same old comments being made by the left. I don't know what's causing them to kind of move in a different direction, if you would. You know what I'm saying?
You know, I talk about this a lot. I talk about this in my book, and I've talked about it in my videos. The thing is what happens is that it's not so much that you see the grass is greener someplace else. They're just not fulfilled. They're not fulfilled. They're disappointed. They're seeing that, okay, over and over again, we vote for these people, and for some reason, we're still in a state of discontent. The Democrat Party isn't owning up to what they say they're going to do, so we're leaving. It doesn't necessarily mean that they're going to become solidly Republicans. An analogy that I use, and this is biblical, the Israelites, they wanted the oppression to stop. You notice that the Israelites, they never cried out to God for freedom. They were just sick of the oppression. And, well, Moses, let's imagine Moses is the Republican figure and Pharaoh is the Democrat. Moses, the Republican, led them out of Egypt, and they cursed Moses when they got out there and then wanted to go back to Egypt, the Democrat Party.
Right.
And the same thing happened with the black community. Black community were liberated by Republicans, ended up cursing Republicans, and wanted to go right back to the Democrat Party. So this can turn out to be just another big circle that the Israelites went in, you know, and... You know, I'd say be careful that we don't get our hopes up and do the cultural groundwork to make sure that they say, hey, this is a better platform. Don't just come here because you're mad at them, but because you actually see the redeeming value of being Republican.
Well, look, I'm with you, but I'd go a step further. I don't really care whether you come to the Republican Party or not. I want you to get your head out of the noose. I want you to get your feet out of the fire, okay?
Yeah.
How you go towards, again, go towards the group, if you're a black man or woman, that doesn't want you around. They haven't wanted you around from day one. Didn't want you to be taught to read or write because, God forbid, if you got educated, they were going to be in a heck of a lot of trouble, weren't they?
Yes.
Right? Uh-huh. And what was it, Obama, Joe Biden, the Clintons, staunchly against same-sex marriage. It's against God's word. It's between a man and a woman. And then all of a sudden, after they were hit in the head with a baseball bat, all three of them, and drank the purple Kool-Aid, oh, it's perfect. And... I mean, seriously, I think Jesus is going to end up coming next Tuesday. He's going to have to because this is getting out of control.
You know, that would be nice, man. Oh, man, Maranatha, as the saying goes. And but when you consider all these things, the stuff that they're for, and these things are unclean, man. And I know it's for some people it sounds judgmental and it doesn't sound like tickling their ears enough. They want to hear all the sugar coated candy stuff. That ain't the Jesus that's written in the Bible. And but they want all this sugar coated stuff.
Oh yeah.
And don't see how that stuff is unclean and how it leads to this stuff that we're getting accused for.
Oh yeah. No. I don't know how that happens. I am just at a total loss. Anyway, I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. Zoe Rachel's going nowhere either. He'll be right back with us.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone, or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to survivalseedbank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to survivalseedbank.com. That's survivalseedbank.com.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You have the manners of a goat, and you smell like a dung heap.
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I don't want to waste his time. I want to have a good time with him. Zoe Rachel joins me as he does every week. I'm not telling you his real name, because then you can figure out where he lives, and then you'll probably do what you did to me and go crap on the front driveway. They really did that to me once.
That's messed up.
I always joke that the left gave birth in my driveway, because somebody left, you know, human excrement there just for me. But anyhow, you were,
what's wrong?
Yeah, well, I don't get it. Why not reach out to me and say, I'd like to talk with you. I don't like what you say. I don't like what you stand for. I'd like to talk with you. But that would take guts and honor and integrity. And God forbid we put any of that forward. Anyhow.
Matter of fact, what they did is crappy.
Oh. All right, thank you. I'll be here all the week. There you go. why don't you tell people how they can find some of your writings? You know, the videos. They got to go check out your videos, people. I mean, seriously. You got a guy with this kind of, and I'm not just saying it because his check hasn't cleared yet, so I'm not just saying it. If you really want to hear the word of God, if you really want to hear what's going on, you got to listen. I tell you, go out. Just don't listen to one person. Find three or four or five people that lift you up, that have the truth in them, and get some information. Get informed. Anyway, tell people how to find your writings, your songs, and so forth.
Thanks, man. I'm at bronzeserpentmedia.com, and there I have the Zoloft. It's more of my political commentaries. You know, some chuckle therapy for y'all. And I have the Zopium Den, my anti-fuddy-duddy Bible study, and my music project, 20 Pound Sledge, Rock the Gospel.
You know, nah, I can't say it. I'll tell you during break. Anyway, no, seriously, it's just one of those things. Again, we're beating to death, but we're beating to death on purpose because, you know, Christians, I don't know why you're giving in so easy. And I'm not telling you to go burn the streets down or burn down government buildings. It's not what we're talking about here. But there are other ways. You know, if your church isn't doing maybe a drive-in kind of thing, maybe you should. Maybe you should get with your pastor and find out that you get out of the house, you see other believers, you see other like-minded. You know, Jesus told us, you know, not to forsake the gathering together. I don't think he had, like, FaceTime in mind. It was really not what we had. We're supposed to greet each other with a holy hug and a holy kiss, okay? How do you do that on FaceTime? I mean, seriously, do you see what's going on here?
You know, sometimes you got to fight for your right to be compassionate and to be communal and to be loving and stuff like that. And, you know, sometimes I think, you know, a lot of the church gets confused or gets mixed messages on, you know, what it is to be meek, what it is to turn the other cheek, you know, or when they read scriptures like, you know, all authority is given to government by God and all that sort of stuff. And they isolate these scriptures and they zero in on that. Without reading full biblical context. You know, Jesus doesn't expect us to be compassionate without common sense. He doesn't expect us to be just lay down our rights because the government says so. I always refer back to this. It's like, look, if you really want to be a good Christian, if you think that you're going to be a good Christian, you're going to have to examine the Ten Commandments. You're going to have to examine that Jesus
is the Bible.
Read the Bible. Understand that Jesus is the fulfillment of the law, right? Look at the Ten Commandments and look at what it says about, you know, having no other gods before you, and really dig into what that means. Examine what it means in the Hebrew and stuff like that. And then you'll realize that you can't serve a government that doesn't square up with God. You're going to end up with problems. So, you know, when this government is making these oversteps and they're putting all this fear into people, that's not squaring up with God. And we're going to have problems.
Now, listen, I totally agree with you. Like I said, that's why the Bible says study to show yourself approved. You know, you're not supposed to read it like the Reader's Digest where you just kind of skim it and hope it makes sense to you. It doesn't work that way, right?
Right.
I mean, the Old Testament constantly talks about people sleeping together. Now, think about that. In today's vernacular, they were having a boatload of sex, weren't they? But if you read back and actually study, they were, guess what? Here's a novel idea. They were actually sleeping in the same room, eyes closed, snoring out loud. You know, they didn't have a five-room house, right? There were eight people in one room sometimes. But we've perverted it. Well, Satan's perverted it. But we've bought into that. We use those lines, and we think it's okay. Right?
Sure. Well, you know, and there's instances, of course, you know, the Word of God does talk about a lot about, you know, sexual immorality and what things and the things and the depravity that people, you know, went to. And it's the same kind of stuff that goes on. And that ain't much has changed, man. It's like people still exhibit the same behavior. And they look at God like he's so strict and so mean because of these ordinances that he put on hygiene and sexuality and all that sort of stuff. And then when people go around and they spread these diseases, they want to act like, well, where is God? Or they want to act like God doesn't exist. Or they want to act like God is all mean. Meanwhile, they're suffering from the diseases that they spread out there. Not just physical diseases, but emotional diseases, mental diseases. Because people get out there and they try to seek fulfillment in things that are poisoning them. Things that they think are going to liberate them because it's all liberation. And they feel so liberal and all that sort of stuff. Not seeing that they become a prisoner to these things. And these things, they break their heart. They wreck their mind. They wreck their body. And then they say that, well, you know, it's if there is a God, it's his fault, you know. So that's what we end up with.
No, I was see. I say there's a lot of people out there like 17-year-old spoiled brats, right? Well, I'll just argue that with God. How could God want me to do something I don't like to do? How could God this? How could God that? You go, wait a minute. Have you ever had kids?
right?
Mm.
And when you have kids, you go, you know what? No, you're not going to get that until you do this. You're not going to do, you know, you're not going to be allowed to do this before you get that. No, you have to take that medicine or you're going to die tomorrow, right? Those same people pushing a vaccine on us because it's the only way to keep everybody safe. Isn't that interesting? They're okay with the government lording over us and telling us what to do and how to do and what's right and wrong. But the almighty creator of the universe shouldn't be involved in our affairs. Right?
Yes, man. Amen. And that's coming too, man. They're gonna try to use this whole thing to force vaccinations on people. And you know, people are gonna see that as being responsible and good government.
They already do.
And right? That's how they see it. It's like, but if you say that the Word of God says, well, you know, it might be a good idea. I don't believe in your Bible and it's all superstition and stuff like this. Well, I was just going to say, if the Word of God says, wash your hands, you know, you might want to do that. It's like, no, people need to get vaccinated. It's like, well, that sounds pretty invasive, but you think that we Christians are encroaching.
That's right.
Okay.
Right. You know, there was in California, there was a case of the parents were being sued by the ACLU because they were forcing their kid to go to church on Sunday. They were encroaching on his rights. But you're going to put a chip in me? You're going to put chemicals in me against my will? That's okay? You know, and some Christians are writing right now, you know, on Facebook and other places that, the being confined is okay because my spirit's not confined. Yeah, see, you did what I did. Like, wait a minute. What? Let me read that again.
Yeah, I love how these people they assume that they're spiritual, and I love that saying that says, "Oh, you feel like you're spiritual, huh? Well, you know, demons are spirits too."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Do you get the eye when you tell them that? Like, right? What do you mean? What are you saying, man? You know. I can't go down that road either. Never mind. Anyhow.
But seriously, what was that? It's like, you know, just like you said, you know, you can vaccinate your kid, you can force a vaccination on your kid, but taking your kid to church is like child abuse. It's like, wait a minute, you can force an abortion on your prenatal kid. You can do that, but that's not forcing death onto them. I mean, that's forcing death onto them, but you can't take your kid to church. That's child abuse. That's interesting.
But this is, we've allowed this. I mean, Christians have allowed this. We have so slowly allowed them to chip away at our rights because the Bible says we're supposed to live peaceably with all men, you know.
It's possible.
Bingo. Bingo.
Impossible. That's what it says.
And I can't live peaceably with you when you're trying to shove chemicals in my body, okay? Uh-huh. When you're going to take my 12-year-old daughter and have her get an abortion without letting me know. There's going to be a whole bunch of unpeace going on when I find out about it, okay?
Right.
But you know this is true. You have friends like this, too. We have Christian friends that go, well, it's okay because, you know, it's government, and in the end, it'll all work out, and God will take care of it. And it's like, but at that point, I want to either strangle them or slap them, but both of those things somehow are against the law, you know?
Yeah, it takes all kinds, man, because just like I said, you know, people have their own ideas of what liberty is. People have their own ideas of what the Word of God says. But the thing is, liberty can't really answer. It doesn't have an answer for that. You know, liberty itself won't speak. God himself does speak. And Jesus is like, look, you can have your own ideas about me if you want to, but let me tell you my ideas about that. I'm going to be like, I don't know you. Okay? You worship some imaginary friend named Jesus, and I don't know him. All right? But I've got these statutes of how this liberty thing works. And if you don't know who I am, who is the author of liberty, who is liberty themselves, then, you know, you're going to end up a prisoner. And you're going to let the government do all this stuff. You're going to let the government scare you. You're going to let all these liberals scare you. You're going to let the liberal news media scare you into into just being subjects of the state, man. And you guys, it's like you're going to get what you deserve.
Yep, and if we would elect the right people, if we would elect guys and girls that love God, that respect God, that fear God, we wouldn't be in this mess. Tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. Bronze Serpent Media, Zopium Den. That's my website, Bronze Serpent Media. Zoloft, Zopium Den, 20 pound sledge.
Check them out. Have a lot of fun. Buy a mug. Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. A lot more happening after the break, I promise you. We'll be back.